Those words we heard this morning from the prophet Joel are words that begin the season of Lent every year. Yet, even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your hearts, with fasting, with weeping, and with sorrow. Tear your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for God is merciful and compassionate, very patient, full of faithful love, ready to forgive. Joel's prophecies were spoken in the years of the divided kingdoms, the years after Kings Solomon and David, when Solomon's sons fought over the throne and divided the nation into the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. By the time of Joel's prophecies, Egypt once again ruled over God's people in the years before the conquests of Assyria and then Babylon and then Persia. Joel is calling the people to give up their sinful ways and to return to God because Joel is gifted with insight. He can see what's going to happen if the people continue on their path away from God's laws and God's justice. Joel's words anticipate a dark future and name a shattered and broken people. In the decades after his prophecies, God's people will know war and famine, exile and slavery and defeat and injury and fear and doubt. The people will feel that their God is very far away. Their homeland is a distant and painful memory. Their hearts will know the ache of longing and the despair and grief that accompany losing hope for the future, as well as the physical and emotional scars from battle, from the chains of slavery, and from the manifestations of malnutrition and famine. Brokenness is not reserved for Joel's time alone. Brokenness seems to be a part of the human experience in every era. We start off life whole, our spirits intact, our hopes high, created in the image of our loving and grace-filled God, like that blue bottle was complete and whole at the start of our worship today. But evil exists in our world. And while human beings have been given the power to turn to God and to resist the temptations of evil and injustice, we often fail to do so. We make mistakes, we sin, and we separate ourselves from God, and we become broken. Broken by our own actions or by the actions of others. And our communities and our relationships become broken too. Hurting are neglected. The needy are rejected. The powerful fail to use their power to heal and restore. The divisions and the hurts grow, and they may even start to feel beyond hope. As dire as the future seemed to Joel, he heard and recorded these words, "Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me. Return to me with all your hearts. Fasting and weeping and sorrow, tear your hearts, not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God. For God is merciful and compassionate, patient, full of faithful love, ready to forgive. For in God, all things are possible. All hurts can be eased. All estrangements can be healed. All brokenness can be repaired. Nothing and no one beyond God's ability to redeem." In our modern language, the word redeem means to compensate for mistakes or to buy back. Like when we redeem glass or plastic bottles or aluminum cans that have that nickel deposit on them, the grocery store or the redemption center buys those containers back from us. We might also redeem a mortgage or other financial debt when we pay off the balance that's due. But to redeem ourselves in God's eyes is not something we achieve on our own. We are not able to repay the debt we owe to God to make up for our mistakes. Our forgiveness and our redemption comes to us as a gift from our gracious God, as a result of our faith in Jesus the Christ, whose life and death and resurrection show us that our God is the God of new beginnings. Our God is the God who can redeem all things, even broken, shattered things. People will often talk about feeling closest to God when experiencing the beauty of God's creation.
Glorious sunrise.
The lapping of waves against the shore. Starry nighttime sky. The birth of a child. In creation, we also see how God has programmed everything for redemption and newness of life. I know it might be a little hard to imagine in this moment because there's still some snow out there, but in a few weeks, the snow will melt, and those bulbs we planted in the fall will grow up through the dirt and emerge and bloom again. And the trees will be covered with new buds and green leaves. We know that there are sharks that replace their lost teeth, that there are spiders and starfish that can regrow lost limbs, and lizards that can grow a new tail when part or all of their tail is lost. And in humans, we know that damaged and even severed nerves can regrow, that our arteries can build their own bypasses around blockages. Creation longs for restoration, for redemption, for a return to wholeness. And for us as followers of Christ, that wholeness is grounded in our relationship with God. You may have heard me say before that Psalm 139 is my favorite psalm. It might even be my most favorite piece in all of Scripture. The author asks reflectively, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn and settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, that light will become night around me, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Psalm reminds me that there is nothing we can do that can separate us from God's love. Nothing. There is no brokenness so great that God will stop loving us or pursuing us. There is no evil so great that God cannot penetrate in order to reach us. There is nothing that can happen to us in this world which God cannot redeem and make over into something beautiful. Like the broken bottles that fall into the ocean and become smoothed by tumbling through the waves and the sand becoming treasured beach glass, God sees the beauty in us and draws it out of us. Even in our brokenness, God sees treasure. Even at our worst, God sees the potential in us and works to draw out of us our best. As God's people, we walk the Lenten journey with the knowledge and the anticipation of the light of the resurrection on Easter morning. Let this Lent be an invitation to you to leave behind your fears and doubts, to let God draw out the treasure from your brokenness, and to prepare you to live each day as the treasured Easter people you are. Amen.